This is a bonus in So Odd with Scuds. Hello, Tiger. Welcome to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. My name is Scuds, and this is a bonus episode in So Odd with Scuds. I thought of this episode that will directly start with an exercise. This exercise is called the Top 10 Blessings. To guide you through, you can use your hands to count if you're fortunate to have any of the following. So let's start counting your blessings. Count in your head or hold up a finger if you have any of these blessings. And note, I will only repeat the number once. Number one, my parents are together. Number two, I sleep with a roof under my shoulder. Number three, you don't have to worry where you get or who prepares your food. Number four, you can trust someone else to iron and help you with your daily chores. Number five, whether it's a scholarship or your parents, you are privileged to finish your education without having a sideline job. Number six, there is no physical defect you have that makes you unable to work on your task on your own. Number seven, currently you live in a first world country. Number eight, you have the freedom to make your dreams come true and nothing is holding you back except maybe yourself. Number nine, you are fortunate to live in a community where there's no violence to kids, women, or fights during your sleep. And number 10, you survived COVID-19, 2020, and many health ailments, and you are strong to take care of your health. So let's pause right now, Tiger. How many blessings did you count? Because it doesn't have to be 10. But if you have any of these blessings, do you know how many people would fight to be in your spot? You seem amazed, aren't you? Many would kill to be in the same position you are in. If you already have 10, you can continue counting. We're not yet done, because if you haven't reached 10, well, let's just continue the list with 10 more blessings you can count. Number 11. When you wake up, the smell of food, coffee, or tea excites you. Number 12. There are days you're happy just being in pajamas. Number 13. You can rest after your work. Number 14. Regardless others have been to you or how much you have been pushed in life, you are a nice person and you know it, and you help others to be good. Number 15, constantly you have water to drink. Number 16, now you realize you are already counting more than 10 blessings. Number 17, you made mistakes and you realize you could be better. Number 18, you have pictures of your loved ones. Number 19, there is transportation that makes it easier for you to get to your desired destination rather than taking a 1 to probably 5 hours walk. You can now reach your destination in just 30 minutes or lesser time than walking. And number 20, there are times you wish that others could experience the blessings you are fortunate to receive. Tiger, these are the top 10 blessings you all could have. Now, why do I only say 10 when you could be limitless? It's because you could prove me and yourself wrong when there are days you feel unlucky or not everything is working out in your life. Rhonda Byrne, in her book The Secret, mentions, never let a day pass without looking for the good, feeling the good within you, praising, appreciating, blessing, and being grateful. Make it your life commitment, and you will stand in utter awe of what happens in your life. Rhonda Byrne. Me time is now in session. This is a quick me time session that you can do daily or even weekly, or even in the top of your head, you can all of a sudden do this me time session. And note, this me time session doesn't have to be during this episode. You can do it even during your random times where you think you want to do it. So prove me wrong and yourself that you can count more than top 10 blessings that we said in this episode by mentioning more things you could be grateful for and even saying thank you to others. You realize how you are gifted. The fact that you are alive means you can never stop receiving more abundant things to happen. All I ask, starting today, practice saying thank you, I appreciate you, to others, big or small. Practice being grateful. For example, I'm grateful for Ilkan Tuzuner from Turkey, the creative artist for my podcast name, and he really wants me to share that it's not an embarrassing thing to have a nickname as Buds. I'm also grateful for Pamu Mirin for the podcast album that she got to work months with me, and I enjoyed collaborating with her. She's really a special friend of mine that not only is she a good person with a great heart, she also understands very well how much the podcast album means to me. To also be quite quirky as well. And I thank them so much that if you want to support them, their work bio is in the show notes below. I couldn't have done this episode and this show without creatives. And I thank you, Tiger, for your time and support the show. I'll give you my best and I thank you. I can do this. Again, whenever you feel down and don't know what you could be grateful for, remember this episode. You can download this episode if you want and learn to count again your blessings. Thanks for spending, oddly, your time with me. I'm Scuzz and this is the So Odd with Scuzz Show. And you can follow us or subscribe or even download these episodes in your favorite music app. Every week, there'll be more self-care from this show. And umping in my language means to take care. So remember, Tiger, umping!